Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. Today I'm speaking to Sarah Airy, organiser of the Blenheim 7K, and Catherine Bell, who is an associate at Three Solicitors. Hi guys.
Hi.
Hi.
So Sarah, you organise the Blenheim 7K.
Yeah.
How long has it been going?
Oh, we started in 2002 actually, so it's quite some time.
That's good, yeah. Yeah.
So we started as a school fundraiser, actually.
Oh,
that's
really?
Its origins. It's as a school PTA, and it was based in Coombe. And gradually the run got so big that we moved it into Blenheim Palace completely with inside the grounds,
yeah.
Which is a fabulous location.
Beautiful
for the run.
Location.
Absolutely gorgeous. And it gives us much more scope to grow bigger every year.
Yeah. Fantastic. Is this year the biggest it's ever been?
It's hard to tell yet.
Yeah.
We'll find out on the day.
That's exciting. And which charities are available to sponsor?
Well, you can just run for fun, actually. So one of the things that some runners prefer is actually they can just come and run for fun,
mm-hmm.
and a lot like that. And then also you can choose a charity to support. On the entry form there are some regular selections, so many people are signing up to support Sobel House, Helen and Douglas House, the Spinal Injuries Association, Restore, for example.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, you can select your own charity to support and let
okay.
us know about that. And so others are running, for example, the RSPCA,
yeah.
There's the Kingwood Trust, there's the Nacio Trust. A lot of them are Oxfordshire based, maybe some of the smaller charities that are not necessarily best known. But in
yeah.
addition to that, there are national charities such as Cancer Research that can also benefit from the run.
Fantastic. And what race options are there?
Well, there's the regular 7K, which is the main event.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, there's 1 mile for under 15s, and then there's 4 miles for people that would like to do it with buggies or in wheelchairs. So there is something for everyone.
Yeah, brilliant. And what are the race times?
Okay, we start at 10:30, which is earlier than usual for
mm-hmm.
the 1 mile event. So that's something people will need to clock, you know, just make sure that they get there a little bit earlier than normal if they're doing the children's race.
Mm-hmm.
And then the main event will start at 11.
Fantastic. Lovely. So, Catherine, you are running as a team member with Threes, and Threes is also sponsoring the event.
Yes, we're very proud as a national firm to still keep our strong ties with Oxford and with events at Blenheim in particular, which is a wonderful location. And as a Freeth's team, we're running for our charity of the year, which is the Alzheimer's Society. But it's also wonderful to have the opportunity to support other amazing charities. I've got a colleague, Claire Colbert, who's a partner in our family team, who's running for Oxfordshire Children's Hospitals, for example. And we're really turning it into a family day out. So another one of my colleagues, Sarah Duffy's running, and also her husband's doing the buggy race, which is
wow.
far braver than I would be. So.
Yeah, I imagine.
Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, fantastic. So, Catherine, why did you want to run the 7K?
Well, I'm a brain injury specialist in our medical negligence department, so I work with people all the time who've suffered from injuries that really no one would ever want to happen to them. And as a result of obviously being able to help these people, which is very rewarding, either to get answers or to get a little bit of money to help put their lives back together, you also then feel for the people who don't, through no fault of their own, just happen not to have compensation claims.
Mm.
And you really want to reach out and support charities that are there for those in need who don't have other means of finding financial support. So people like the Child Brain Injury Association, the Spinal Injuries Trust, who are one of the main charities for Blenheim, are causes that are really close to my heart.
Yeah, fantastic.
Actually, that's quite interesting, because the wheelchair event was started because a young lad who had been in a car accident with a brain injury wanted to, his personal trainer wanted to give him something that would keep him fit, make
yeah.
him fitter. And as a result, we put on the 4 mile event specifically for him to participate, actually. And he raised money for the Children's Trust at the
yeah,
time. It
which
was
is
Edward
another...
McDonough. And mm. that's how it started. And actually the Child Brain Injuries Trust has also been very much part of the event in the past. But
yeah.
That was the origins of the 4 mile event was
wow.
Yeah. I think the fact that you do have a wheelchair race is one of the really big attractions of the Blenheim event, because a lot of these running sponsorship events are not really pitched for terrain where you can use wheelchairs. And yes, you might get away with a buggy, but unless you've got a very flashy racing wheelchair, you need the right equipment. And it's nice for people who are personally affected to be really able to get involved.
And it's all about participation. As you said, it's a great family event, and it's about participating. And in fact, last year, the wheelchair team, they're not professional sporty wheelchair users. In fact, some of them weren't even wheelchair users regularly, but they did it to show support for the Spinal Injuries Association. It was fantastic. It took them a long time to get round in the heat up the hills, but they did it.
I mean, that's really what we love about Blenheim, is it is an inclusive event, and we're a firm that kind of prides itself on being inclusive. In fact, we win awards for being wonderful to work for, and we like to support the community in the same way and see other events that are equally inclusive.
Fantastic. So how many of you from the team are going?
I think it's about 8 or 9, though I'd have to check, because obviously when you start involving family members, I wouldn't want to miss anyone out. Certainly there's a few of our partners doing it, and some litigation assistants and solicitors. So it's a real mixed team, and it's just all different members of the kind of Freeths family as well, which is lovely.
That's great. And how is training going?
Well, for me personally, I did couch to 5K last year, so I'm fairly new to running, and I'm building up really slowly towards doing a half marathon in October.
Yeah.
And I chose a hilly one, so I'm told by my colleague that Blenheim does have a few hills, and it might be a good starting point. At the moment, I'm running only a couple of times a week, but I'm probably going to have to improve and build up on that, I suspect. It'll be easier once it gets lighter and it's nice weather, won't it?
Definitely.
Hopefully.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope it holds. Lovely. And Sarah, can people still register?
Yes, they can still register. If you go online to www.blenheim7k.co.uk, that's the easiest way to enter. And entries will remain open up until 2 days before the event.
Brilliant. And how much does it cost?
It's £16.50 for adults and £10 for children, and then there's a booking fee on top of that.
And does all that money go towards
charities? The entry money goes to covering the cost of holding the event.
Yeah.
Okay. So for the charity to benefit, you need to then register to support one of the charities.
Okay. Oh. Brilliant. Lovely. Well, that's everything I have to ask you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Okay.